This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
To this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Health Talk Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I've been accused of disseminating safe, effective, and money-saving health advice. Verdict, guilty. Guilty as accused, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning into the program today. We have a great show on tap for you today. Stick around for the entirety of the program because there's going to be something here for each and every one of you. We're not going to go wall to wall as we have been, it seems, for the last 2 years, wall to wall on the COVID topic. But we're going to be touching it for sure today, starting with last week's health poll question that we posed to you during the show and subsequently on my personal website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, drbob.com. Last week we asked you the question, did the Supreme Court get it right with respect to shooting down the Biden COVID vaccine mandate for businesses? Did the Supreme Court get it right? Yes or no? You voted. And here are the results. 88% of you who went to drbob.com and voted on whether the Supreme Court blocking the Biden administration's mandate for businesses to get the vaccine, 88% of you said the Supreme Court got it right. 12% said wrong. So vast majority of those people agreed with the Supreme Court. Unfortunately, the court also allowed a vaccine mandate for medical facilities that take Medicare and Medicaid programs. Now, that's being challenged all of a sudden in the state of Texas, where a judge there has suspended that. So we'll see how this works out. But once again, I want to thank you for participating in that health poll last weekend. We value your opinion. Now, we have another health poll for you today. It's already up on the site at drbob.com, and it goes like this. When it comes to accurate information about COVID anything, who do you trust the least? Who do you trust the least when it relates to COVID, COVID-19, anything COVID? You have choices over there on the site to this question. Who do you trust the least? A, the CDC. B, Dr. Anthony Fauci. C, President Biden. D, the news media, and E, all of the above. So you have choices here. And we would love to get your opinion to that question. Just head over to drbob.com and vote, and we'll have the results of that poll next week. Now, we have breaking news here this morning, bright and early. A study finally came out. And, you know, as I look at this, I'm saying to myself, I wonder if the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi Prevention, I wonder, did they hold this information back until the Supreme Court made their decision to block the Biden administration's mandates for businesses? And now that they have made their decision, now they put forth the evidence. Here it is. Study. Natural immunity provides significantly better protection against COVID than vaccine immunity. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, how public health officials, the CDC, the AMA, Dr. Fauci, and their minions in the news media and the government have repeatedly attempted to downplay the effectiveness of natural immunity against the coronavirus, insisting that the experimental mRNA vaccines alone are significant in protecting people against COVID-19. Well, we finally had the truth percolate. We knew it would happen eventually. This show and shows like it have been saying it for 2 years now. Finally, the CDC admits it. And here it is. Natural immunity acquired from a previous COVID-19 infection provided significantly more protection against the virus, coronavirus, COVID-19, than vaccines. This is according to a bombshell new study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC. So why do we have mandatory vaccines no matter if a person had a past COVID infection, symptomatic or non-symptomatic or asymptomatic? It is just crazy to subject people to the risks, many experts believe, of this experimental vaccine when natural immunity is superior. Now, again, I want to point this out right here, right now. This radio talk show host, that would be me, neither advocates for or against personal vaccinations, other than for myself. You decide if you want to get a vaccine or not. That's your decision. Whatever decision you make is the right one. I support that. But here again, we find the truth percolating to the surface. This study released just this last Wednesday reviewed the data from New York and California between May to November 21st. During this time, the post-vaccine Delta strain virus, the Delta variant, was the most dominant COVID-19 strain circulating in the United States. The CDC researchers examined four categories of people: the unvaccinated and vaccinated with no prior COVID-19 infection, and the unvaccinated and vaccinated who had received a previous COVID-19 infection. And according to the results of the study, by the first week of October of last year, COVID-19 rates among the vaccinated who did not experience any previous infection were four and a half times lower in California and New York, respectively, than among the unvaccinated with no previous infection. But among those who were unvaccinated but had an experience prior to COVID-19 infection, the case rate was 29 times lower in California and 14 and a half times lower in New York. These results, once again, ladies and gentlemen, demonstrate surviving a previous infection protects against a reinfection and related hospitalization. That's what the CDC is finally admitting, even though they've been telling you and implying to you all along that there is no such thing as natural immunity. They ignored it, and by ignoring it, they basically have been saying indirectly that it doesn't exist. Don't worry about it. You take the vaccine, you're protected. You won't get it, you won't give it. We all know that that was misinformation, disinformation. Some people believe it was outright lies. And you'll have to ultimately make that call. But what we really need to take away from all of this is you have an immune system. And as we have been trying to encourage people from the very beginning of this pandemic is to get your house in order. What do we mean by that? Get your house in order means that your government has not been telling you, educating you about the fact that it's coming in your direction for sure, the infection. That they've done a fairly good job. Most of us, if not all of us, unless you're living in a cave somewhere or off planet, are going to get the COVID infection to some degree, some strain. Right now it's the Omicron. And you better be ready for it, just like you should be ready every year for the common cold and the common flu, because that's what this thing is ending up being. You need to get your sleep in order, your exercise, your veggies, lower your stress, stay hydrated, avoid tobacco and excessive alcohol, avoid junk food, take your nutritional supplements, keep your weight under control. These are all ways to avoid it. We'll be right back.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program, and a special thank you to our veteran listeners who continue to spread the good word about this radio show so that your loved ones, your co-workers, your friends, your neighbors can have the opportunity to tune into this radio program. Simply jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now. the frequency on the radio dial, AM or FM, and the time of the day, and let them know about it so they, too, can enjoy and learn and glean this information that we provide each and every week and have done so for 26 short years in national syndication. We are, in fact, the largest radio health talk show in America today, in large part thanks to you. We so appreciate you. Now, in this last segment, I pointed out that the CDC has finally coughed it up, admitting that natural immunity, that which comes from getting sick, we're not asking people to go out and get sick, by the way, and find sickness, but they're finally admitting that there is such a thing called natural immunity, and it provides much, much better protection against COVID than vaccines do, than what vaccines can give you immunity-wise. Now, we've been saying this all along, but of course, there's deniers out there, and those who avoid the topic completely, the CDC, the AMA, Dr. Fauci, and their minions in the lackeys in the news media. They've been doing this to you the whole time. So the message here from the Dr. Bob Martin show is that you should be prepared and be ready, because it's going to come your way if it hasn't already. And it also tells us that people who have already had COVID should not be forced into getting or taking an experimental vaccine, which may be worse in terms of risks for adverse side effects and death than the illness itself, depending on the individual. Of course, we also have to understand that one size does not fit all. And yes, there's always room to protect those within our society who are weakened, who are very elderly, whose immune systems, and this, I'm directing this at the beginning of the vaccine, when we actually had vaccines that may have been effective against the original legacy or alpha strain. Now, of course, they're completely not effective whatsoever, the vaccines that are out there. Vaccine 1, vaccine 2, booster 3, booster 4. It's kind of like, you know, do you want to take last year's flu shot? How about 3 years ago? Well, getting a booster now, or even the second flu shot, or the second vaccine for COVID, is like, it's like taking last year or 3 years ago's vaccine for flu. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, and they're finally admitting it. But you can't convince people, the haters among us, Gene Simmons being one, a fully vaccinated person. Gene Simmons, the front man of the band Kiss. I don't know if you remember him, the guy with the 40-foot-long tongue. The guy that puts makeup on every time he goes onto stage. The same guy that bragged about being with 5,000 or 50,000, I can't remember, being sexually with that many women. Well, he had to postpone his tour dates last year because he tested positive for COVID-19. Now, he's, again, fully vaccinated. He experienced symptoms while he had the virus, which followed the positive test from one of his co-workers, Paul Stanley, another front man for the band Kiss. But, man, that guy is all over people, saying that the unvaccinated people are the enemies. And he says, and I quote, if you are willing to walk among us without getting vaccinated, you're an enemy. This is Gene Simmons now. About as loudmouth as Howard Stern with respect to being completely misinformed on this topic, both of them. And Gene Simmons now, last week he had to postpone another Kiss tour because, yes, he tested positive for COVID-19. This is a guy who's fully vaccinated. He hasn't seen a vaccine he doesn't love. Wow. Gene Simmons, the message to you, sir. Better stop hanging around all of those enemies. You know, the vaccinated people who keep giving you and allowing you to catch COVID-19. Amazing. I think there was another band one day that the background of it says it all.
Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your... Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID. You're not going to get COVID.
See me right out of that sunset. I'm going color TV screen.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Not for all that I can get.
You're not going to get COVID.
If you know what I mean.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Women to the left of me.
We're going to cure cancer.
He's going to shut down the virus. You're not going to get COVID-19 if you get the vaccine, even though we know that's bogus. And I don't know if he caught the part. The best part of it was before President Biden became president, he was going to cure cancer in his term. When I heard that, when he was campaigning, and it went over the head of a lot of people who were enamored with anything except the current current president. It went right over the head of a lot of people. When I heard that, and then I got up off the floor, I thought to myself, isn't that what President Nixon once said? He did. It pretty much, he said, we'll just keep sending money because we are going to find the cure for cancer. Keep sending that money in place. This is President Nixon. And it looks like, well, it did. Now President Biden, who was actually campaigning at the time to become President of the United States, took a page out of Richard Nixon's book in making one of the most outlandish claims he could possibly make, and that is his administration, they were now, if he was elected president of the United States, those guys will say anything, won't they? If he was elected, he's going to find the cure for cancer. Yeah, that's what he said. You just heard it. Do you think he'll do it? He will find the cure for cancer during his administration as likely as what he said about COVID. He was going to shut down the virus. No, he's not going to. Nobody can shut down that virus. The only entity that can shut down the virus is once you get it and your immune system rolls into action in an attempt to stop the progress of the virus with the hope the virus doesn't get ahead of your own immune system, that the immune system, your innate immune system, which we all have, has the ability to rise to the occasion before the replication process goes overboard in your body and overwhelms your immune system. So you should be aware that's how it happens. That's how people get very, very ill and die. Is the virus gets out in front of the body. How do you change that? You get your body up to speed. You get your house in order, what your government should have been telling you from the very beginning. And that is, do what you can to be as healthy as you can. Take nutritional supplements and all the other things we talk about on this radio show, and you'll be more prepared, much more prepared, than you currently are. It's not that hard. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Urban Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Tune into the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and I appreciate that, because you've entered a healing zone. This is where people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. All right, so we're going to open up the phone lines now. If you'd like to comment on anything that I just said in the previous segments, you may call into the program and comment on that. If you have a question you'd like to ask with respect to your own health or somebody else's health, you can do that as well, and I'll do my very best to help you out with a health-related question, from warts to wrinkles, carpal tunnel to high cholesterol, sinus problems to shingles, everything in between, headaches to heel pain. I'm here for you. The toll-free number into the program for health-related comments, whether it be about COVID or anything else, or health-related questions, the toll-free number nationwide, call in now, 888-553-7262. Jot that down for safekeeping and pass it on to your sick friends and loved ones so they have the opportunity to call in as well. 888-55-DR-BOB, that's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, 888-553-7262. Of course, there's always a website where we have a health poll question waiting for you to answer today and through the week at drbob.com. There you'd spell out the word doctor. Drbob.com. The question goes like this if you're just tuning into the program. When it comes to accurate information about COVID, who do you trust the least? A, CDC. B, Dr. Anthony Fauci, C, President Biden, D, the news media, or E, all of the above. Vote at drbob.com. All right, now then, two prominent doctors. Dr. Bragan, who has been a guest on this program, Dr. Peter Bragan, MD, and Dr. Peter McCullough, MD. We have played many audio clips from Dr. Peter McCullough, MD, professor of medicine, cardiologist, authority in COVID because he's treated lots of cases. Those two doctors have warned that the current vaccines that are being distributed by our government for COVID are more dangerous than coronavirus itself. And I'm going to quote here. And again, I want to let you know, I'll say it again, I'm not advocating for or against vaccines. You have to make that call. But what you need to do, or you should try to do, is hear some opposing opinion other than what you're fed 24/7, 365, the same parroted information that the CDC has put out there and the news media dishes out. Here are some quotes from the doctors themselves, both medical doctors. And I quote, "We're giving vaccines to children. Everything I've seen and talked about with my colleagues indicates that the vaccine is much, much more dangerous for a five-year-old. COVID's dangers of death approaches zero in a 5 or 10 or 15-year-old and is pretty low in an 18-year-old. That's what Dr. Peter Bragan said during an episode on Brighty on TV. Excellent place, by the way, and naturalnews.com. Here's what, in that close quote, here's what Dr. Peter McCullough, a physician, cardiologist, professor of medicine, he agreed, and I quote, he says, "So we know with children that the chances of dying from COVID are way, way less than 1%. We know the chances of being hospitalized with COVID are way, way less than 1%. In fact, they can be expressed in less than 1 per million. Close quote. So that was Dr. Peter McCullough, who's treated a lot of COVID patients. And citing the new data, Dr. McCullough said there is a 100% fold greater chance of being injured by the COVID vaccines and getting myocarditis than getting severe COVID-19, especially with the more contagious but milder version, the Omicron variant." So there you have two doctors weighing in on the COVID situation once again. I know Dr. Peter Bragan personally. He's been a guest on the show. Very highly credible medical doctor, been around a long time. Interesting fellow. All right, again, our number into the program. We're going to go to your telephone calls. Open line questions are certainly invited, or comments on COVID are fine as well. 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. All right, first up, Brad is from the state of Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Brad. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. And by the way, the health poll question, the Supreme Court got it partially right. They should not have ruled for the medical personnel to have to get the shots. I know you have at least one family member in that field, and my heart goes out to them. Hopefully, maybe something will change on that.
All right.
My question is this. There's a gentleman who I know, who is, I believe, is in his early to mid-70s. He contracted COVID last year. He, at one point, developed pneumonia. He has been in and out of hospital, and he's at a point now where the doctor has told him he will need a lung transplant within a year or he will die. Mm-hmm. And is there any, can lungs regenerate themselves with the proper protocols that I've heard you mention on your show before?
Well, what we have to focus on with respect to people who have had lung problems like this with a COVID infection or something else is we have to focus on that which is still there that's functioning, that has the ability to function in a better fashion. Once you have permanent lung damage from COVID or smoking cigarettes or something else, that lung tissue will not be the same as it was originally. It's just not going to be there. It's going to be scarred up. It's not going to be able to function the same way, so we need to focus on that which is still there. Now, these doctors, of course, are only saying that he needs a lung transplant because there's nothing, you know, looking forward, there's nothing really they can do to help that function which is already there. But there may be something that can be done for him that he can do to strengthen his own immune system, to strengthen the lung tissue which is still viable, that's still functioning. We don't know how much that is. Maybe he has 30% capacity. Fine. Make the 30% work so he doesn't have to risk having a lung transplant, which is highly risky itself. So what you have to do is you have to put him on a regimen based on exercising his lungs, based on the foods that his lungs need to stay healthy. And there are plenty of doctors that are alternative-minded that know those protocols. That's what I would suggest.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin, back with you. You'll not want to go anywhere because next hour, I'm going to begin the hour talking about how people between the ages of 40 and 60 increase their risks of blood clots by a whopping 33% from watching too much TV, too much television. Now, that's the last thing you want during a COVID season where spike proteins and the COVID itself are thought to, in a goodly amount of people, to actually increase the risk of, you guessed it, blood clots. So we're going to disseminate to you how much is too much TV that's causing all these blood clots in people between the age of 40 and 60. Do you know anybody between the ages of 40 and 60? Or maybe somebody who's approaching that or beyond it? You'll definitely not want to miss that. That's coming up next hour. Stay with us. All right, back to the phones we go. Next up, we say hello to Peter in the state of Oregon. Welcome to the program, Peter. Hello.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. I have a question simply about natural approaches to plantar warts, but I also want to just say how much I appreciate over the years, at least 20 years that I've listened to you, and I've transformed my health a lot, even though I was a wreck, and I wonder about the degree to which the J&J, which I took, because I was going to a family function and nobody would come to it unless I was vaccinated, and I always wonder what that has done to my eyes, because now I'm a type 1 diabetic who am controlled now thanks to you, and basically my eyes are, I think they're starting to give me something called Avastin, which supposedly reduces the inflammation and the macular degeneration, which is...
Okay, Peter. Peter, anyway. I want to thank you for being such a loyal listener of this show, but I want to get this information out for your plantar wart situation. You have a virus, and you need to be taking three different things, and this will solve it. Vitamin D, at least 5,000 IUs per day. Vitamin D, a homeopathic remedy called Thuja, spelled T-H-U-J-A, T-H-U-J-A. And last, you should be taking one tablespoon of black elderberry extract. Black elderberry extract. Get the one that's sugar-free in the health food store. And cut out sugar, by the way. You should know that because of your diabetes anyway, and alcohol, of course, is out of the question for you. Do those three things, and you're going to see that plantar wart, which is a virus, leave. But give it at least, 3-4 months. These things are tough. Don't let anybody talk you into carving it out either, because that doesn't work. You'll just be missing a part of your body and a lot of pain to limp around for a while. Vitamin D, Thuja, T-H-U-J-A, and black elderberry extract. Those are the solutions to plantar warts. And I know this, Peter, because I had one probably 20 years ago, and this is exactly what I did to straighten it out. Does that work for you?
Yeah. Oh, you're still there. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Can you imagine, folks, here's a listener of the show for more than 20 years. And has benefited by that. And if I'm not mistaken, Alex, that was a stroker. You didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. But nonetheless, the stroker arrived. And when strokers arrive on this radio show, wherein people call in to compliment the host, so the host doesn't have to do it for himself or herself, there's a music theme that plays in the background. You're starting to hear it now. We call this the stroker theme. And you can, at any time you like, if you've benefited by anything you've heard on this radio show, and you'd like to stroke the host is open to being stroked, because it feels so much better to be stroked by others instead of self-stroking. It does. It is true, for sure, 100%. All right, Peter, thank you so very much, sir, for listening to the show over that period of time. That's amazing in talk radio, because I mean, think about the effort that man has made to be here as often as he has, and he's benefited by it. And that's what this show is dedicated to, and it's what it's all about. We are here to help people. That's the mission of the show. That's the direction of the show. That's the intent of the show. And we hope that you will also benefit, like Peter has, and can also help others to find their way over here. And I'm sure Peter, over the years, has told a lot of people within his circle of family members, social people, whatever, and you can too. And the best, the very best way to get people on board, if you care about them, to listen in so they can educate themselves, because we don't get much of it with respect to health education, really. It's all about disease education. Fix it when it breaks, not about getting it ready so that it's less likely to break. It's too simple. There's not enough economy in that. But we're here every week, same time, same place. And you can always stay attached to us through my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. While you're over there, please hit the health poll question. It's there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95, a revolutionary telomere supplement proven to lower human cellular age by 7 years on average and lengthen telomeres by an astounding 80%. As we age, we lose telomere length, and that's a big part of what causes us to look older and why we feel the effects of aging. Telos 95 helps to stop the clock of aging with one simple 95 milligram capsule daily. Telos 95 is clinically proven to reverse the effects of aging. Want a free 30-count bottle to sample? Log on to longevitybynature.biz and enter coupon code TELOS95. Get a free 30-count bottle today at longevitybynature.biz. Enter coupon code TELOS95 and roll back the aging process today. TELOS95 can be found at longevitybynature.biz by entering coupon code TELOS95, spelled TELOS95.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
You raise me up so I can stand on the mountain. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to all.
back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. You know, this radio program is not only the largest and longest airing radio health talk show in the United States due to its content, but it's also there because of the excellent technical support we have behind the scenes, including Alex and George and Darren and Brandon and Julia. They're all back there and helping this show stay on the rails so it doesn't crash and burn. And we thank them so very much for that. All right, let's squeeze another phone call in before the end of the hour. Here is Maria in the state of New York. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Maria, hello.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Bob. I have a question. I was just diagnosed with uterine cancer, and they want me to have a hysterectomy. So I'm scheduled for February 7. I was wondering if there's anything I should be doing. I'm 74, and I started bleeding and wondering what's going on. I didn't have no vaccine or anything like that, but I did have shingles last year, and I had a hard time with it, but I went through it naturally.
Okay.
So what should I be doing and looking out for? Because I don't want to be a recurrence of this, but I have no choice. They said, you know, I have a prolapsed uterus, too, which is causing pressure and everything, and I thank you for all the information that you put out.
You bet, and I wish you well in your upcoming surgery there. Now, what you should do is order on Amazon or try to find the book, How to Prevent and Treat Cancer with Natural Medicine by Dr. Michael Murray. This is not a replacement for what's going to happen. Right now, you're in an emergency situation. You're bleeding. And, you know, so what they may have to do, because it's so far gone at this point, is surgically remove the uterus. But on the back side of that, you need to learn about how to continue to strengthen your own immune system. Dr. Michael Murray, the book, How to Prevent and Treat Cancer. And in that, he's going to talk about natural medicine and diet and why you need certain supplements and what you need to be doing, like juicing with green drinks, and taking certain enzymes and taking certain herbs like curcumin and certain types of mushroom and quercetin and various other things that are shown in science to help people with a faltering immune system. And anybody with cancer has a faltering immune system. That's why it occurs. So be prepared. Get prepared for what has to happen now, because you're behind the curve a little bit here, a lot, and then on the backside, work on your health with a great deal of vigor going forward with a positive attitude. You'll be fine. I wish you well, Maria. Thank you very much for your phone call, Maria, in the state of New York. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about how much TV is too much, creating blood clots. We'll be right back.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.